welcome to Soul Dive,
your one-stop K-pop comedy podcast.
My name is Michelle.
And I'm Rike.
Rike.
here we go again on our own.
On our own. Just a couple of girls. Ladies. Yeah,
honestly, just like spilling all the beans before we even start recording officially.
I know, right? We just had a long conversation about our lives and we're like, huh, maybe we should actually be just talking about this on the podcast.
Wait, didn't we also do that on the podcast at some point?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Getting used to it. You know, it's been months.
First of all, that. Second of all, my excuse is that I am just hungover.
Tell
and
us
I haven't
about
been hungover
that.
In a long time, and it's kind of exciting.
Oh.
No, I just went out to a bar for the first time since, like, an actual bar, not a restaurant. Like, I have had, like, drinks at restaurants before, but I haven't been to a bar to drink, I would say, since, like, February of 2020. So, like, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And I went over the board.
Which is funny because you went with your coworkers.
Yeah. That was really fun, though, because, you know, we're still all getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that was some very solid hours of getting to know each other.
Yeah.
But no, it was great. They're great. Really happy.
Did you spill all your beans to them?
Yeah. Not really. Like, beans were spilled, like, unintentionally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna, because it's actually really horrible. I'm not gonna just say this now. But it was just like, wait, like, some, like, basically one of my coworkers told a story and she thought it was a funny story. We were like, that's messed up.
Oh no.
So messed up. She was like, oh, I never realized that. Like, oh my God.
Well, I'm glad you guys had that moment.
Yeah. It's we share that moment now. We bonded over it a little bit.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But no, it was a really fun time. I drank way too many different kinds of drinks. Like, there were shots, there was beer, there were cocktails, there was sake at some point. So,
my God.
Just a very, very bad mix. And I have paid the price, but it's okay. I made a very cheesy lasagna.
Yes.
And it cured everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys needed that kind of, like you said, like a bender. Just going out there, going crazy. And then paying the price and deciding
going
not
crazy,
to do it again.
Exactly. Going crazy, fully vaccinated, boosted, and sitting in a booth.
Yeah.
Not really talking to strangers. So.
Except when you're breaking up fights.
Yeah, but that was outside, and that's, you know, safer.
No, I think that's
great. I can get into people's business outside. Oh, yeah, because they were just, I don't even know what they were fighting about. Like, I think they were just drunk people fighting, and I was drunk, drunk person trying to make peace. It was probably just a super messy situation to
it's
watch.
It's just like everyone screaming about nothing.
Exactly. No, it was like some dude felt disrespected by some girl, and I was like, so I just sent the girl away because she was, you know, picking a fight with him too because of that. And I was just like, you know, just go. I got this.
Yeah.
And I kind of talked him down a little bit, and then I left.
My man, you are loved.
Yeah.
You are
overreacting. Oh, yes, that. No, I definitely said that. Yeah. I definitely said that.
Imagine, though. That would probably be me. Like, you would be like, you're overreacting. I'm like, you're valid. You are.
Honestly, you're just chugging your Jägermeister and then, you know, putting your hands on his face like, we love you.
Yeah.
You are loved. You are cherished. You are treasured. You're worthy. Your
just
feelings are valid.
In English, and he's just like, what?
Yeah. He's like, was? Wie bitte? Was?
Yeah, we need to get together and get drunk again.
Oh, God, we really do. I don't even care if we don't go out. I just need to, you know, get drunk with you and then make lasagna the next day.
Yes. Oh,
let's do that.
Let's please. I need to eat some of your lasagna again.
It's pretty. I mean, if I do say so myself, I make a pretty mean lasagna.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's up with you? I know it's a lot.
So. Yeah.
Where should we start?
I mean, you know, work is work. Things are still on fire again. The third week we said this. But, you know, I'm just rolling with it. And also, I think the more important bit of news to talk about is that I'm somehow into reality TV now.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Because
we are.
Yeah, we both are. Because we're just like, after a long day of work, we're like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We need something that we can just watch and not think.
Yeah, just like low stakes, brainless TV.
Yeah.
And we have found our perfect matches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, first off, we both watched and finished Bling Empire,
mm-hmm.
the first season, which is basically like crazy rich Asians.
Yeah. They are crazy rich Asians, literally.
Yeah, man, that was wild. And I mean, don't watch it with your kids.
No, do not. But some of the people, I mean, I have a hard time liking some of them because they just seem like not nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Like not bad people, but just like you would drive me insane if you were in my general vicinity. But some of them are really cool, really fun, really relatable, or just like so over the top that you're just like, yes, I love this.
Right? Yeah, they're like harmless. Yeah, that was crazy in a harmless way.
Exactly. No, that was good fun. That was good fun.
Mm-hmm. And then
Jinx.
Again. Yeah. So we both also started Selling Sunsets,
mm-hmm.
which you are ahead of me now, but I will catch up.
I am so deep into Selling Sunsets because I love it. I don't know why. Like, I just, those, like, there's so much, like, bitchy stuff going on,
mm-hmm.
but I forget all about it when they come with the, like, drone shots of the houses.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, oh my God, yes, this is what I'm here for. Show me the houses.
I actually like most of the
people on the show. Like, they definitely have their issues too, especially, like with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I love the fashion. I love all the makeup. I love like the, you know, them being just being boss ass bitches.
Yeah.
And of course all the real estate. And I just like seeing LA. I just like seeing California because I'm sitting there like, I'll be in you soon.
Yes. Yeah, honestly, the way that they shot the entire show is so nice and just very aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah. So bright, so like colorful. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and all the B shots of all the like the LA area.
And amazing music too.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is such like, I unironically like that is a great show. I love
Seriously.
It.
Seriously,
I followed a bunch of them on Instagram because I need more of you. I need more of you. And where is season 5? Like, I need you.
Oh my God! Wait, did you already finish all of it?
No, oh, no. Okay. I'm just like but I started season 4, so I'm just like,
okay,
I'm getting antsy.
The thing is that for me, I was like halfway through season 1 and then I was like, mm-hmm. I'm going to just randomly watch this season 4 because it had the Simu Liu from there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I want to watch his one. And then it was like, spoiler alert, I don't know if anyone's going to watch
it. I'm good. Go ahead.
But no, like the first season, it's like Mary and Christine are like, oh, we're such besties.
Yeah.
And then season 4, it's like, I'm not talking to her. I'm like...
That already happened like at the beginning of season 2. Like,
oh my God.
They already drifted apart by then. And like, what? There's so many like friendships forming and then breaking up and then reforming or like, you know, relocating. It's very,
so much drama. I mean, I guess so that's why they're reality TV stars.
Yeah. And I mean, Maya is pregnant. Spoilers again, but Maya is pregnant with her third child.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, how many years has it been since the first season? Not even that
long.
Not
that many. I think like 2 or 3 maybe.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, because I know again, spoilers, but the Chrishell's divorce was, or like the breakup was in 2019, and that happened in like season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like, yeah, 2018, 2019 maybe.
Yeah.
Is when it was, I think that's when it was shot.
Man, I want to say we're living our lives incorrectly, but I kind of don't want to live our lives like that either.
The thing is that like, it's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
But I could not, like, that is not a lifestyle I would enjoy, like, permanently.
Never.
Because it's too much maintenance, honestly. I'm a slob. And I like being a slob.
Yeah.
Although, like, I have my students have been complimenting my outfits this week. And I was like, thank you.
You're getting inspiration from Selling Sunsets.
Yes, except, you know, I'm covering up my bits, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got
also, I'm dressing for German winter weather,
exactly.
So it is very different. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, it did inspire me to be a little bit more. Like, I wore something that I've never worn before yesterday.
Ooh.
So, and I was like, I like this. And I like that it's a bit, you know, it's office appropriate, but it's still like fun and interesting. Like, that sounds stupid coming from me because I came up with it, or like I put that together.
Mm-hmm. No.
But yeah, it was, I liked it.
Pat yourself on the back. Cute.
Yeah, I felt cute.
Yeah. And the next step now is to start logging your outfits.
Yes, I should do that. Yeah. My one of the girls I was out with yesterday, she apparently takes like outfit of the day photos for like her boyfriend and her family.
Whoa.
I know. We were like, can we see them somewhere? And she was like, well, I send them on Snapchat. And we were like, just give us your Snapchat then. But yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, you should. I mean, you have a perfectly good Instagram, personal Instagram at Rickstagram. Rikstagram, mm-hmm. Rockstagram.
The yeah. Rockstagram.
Exactly. I'm excited. I want to see your outfits.
Thank you. But also, and this is not a, it always sounds so negative when you say you want to lose weight. Like, the connotation is really good. But the thing is that I've just put on, like, weight in the midsection, which, first of all, isn't good for women. Like, that's, you know, unhealthy to have, like, a lot of fat there, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, everyone, please, you do you. But I have, like, a certain, not even weight, but just, like, body composition that I'm comfortable with. And right now, it's not it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to get back to that. I don't really, like, honestly, if you're happy, as long as you're happy, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, happy and healthy. That's the biggest.
Happy and healthy, exactly. Happy and healthy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to lose weight for anyone else but you. Not even for Selling Sunset. Because they are slim. Like, I'm not even built like that.
Yeah, exactly.
They're beautiful, though. I love, like, they are like walking mannequins. It's great.
Yeah. But yeah, let's put that on our 2022 list just to get fit again, basically.
Yeah.
I like it.
Seriously. May ATs guide the way.
I know. Our fitspiration.
They're so fit.
Yes, please. All right. Well, shall we get into our Korean word of the week?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. So this week's word is 지원. 지원. And that means support.
Ooh.
Also known as Bobby. That's his name. That's his Korean name. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good name.
It is. And also, he's a dad now, so he, of course, supports.
Oh, he is a dad.
Anyway.
Oh, that's great. I like the idea, but yes.
Yeah. So the example sentence is, 우리는 항상 서로를 지원한다. So that means we always support each other.
Yes.
You are loved. You are valued.
Yes. Your feelings are valid. We're here. We're all here for you.
Yes.
Do you want to hold the share ball and share your feelings? No, but yeah, we needed each other's support. We have been needing it a lot this year already. So.
This past year of 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yes. Good. We have each other's backs.
And our fronts.
Okay, this week we're doing another regular dive. So we're going to talk about some recent releases and pieces of news. And we're starting with Hyolyn, who released her song Laying Low, featuring Tuyeon, I'm not sure who that is, on January 12th. I forgot to look it up who that even is.
Oh yeah, I think he's also in Starship, because Hyolyn is also in Starship. Okay. But he's a solo artist, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I didn't...
He was on a couple of Hayes songs too.
Oh, okay.
Like the tree one. I forgot the title of it.
Yeah. This is no shade, but his name is so common, like so normal that...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you can't be sure if it's the same Tuyeon every time, but okay, nice. But yeah, great voice on that man, I'm assuming.
But yeah, Hyolyn, how it's...
Hyolyn.
Yeah. She is serving legs and butt. For days.
Oh, very, very many butt cheeks. That was on all of the dancers too. I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
I was kind of, again, like, because her butt doesn't jiggle. So I was just like,
it's all muscle.
I mean, good for her, but aw.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to see some, if butts are out, I want to see some jiggling.
You want to see some jelly?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was ready for the jelly. but it wasn't delivered.
Oh.
No, she's so fit. Like, yeah. Her dancing is amazing. All the splits she did on the ground, in the air, sideways.
Upside down.
Upways, downways. Yeah. Yeah.
All the ways.
So, wow. She's so athletic and so talented.
Yeah, and I saw somewhere it's like, basically it's a workout choreography.
That makes a lot of sense because I started sweating just looking at it.
I know, right?
That was... Yeah, and the knee pads were also definitely necessary.
I know. Yeah, all that floor work.
Yeah. I really enjoy the song, though. I think the song was very cool.
It's very, it's very, like, hip. I don't know. I was wondering, like, made it. Because I remember Hyunin's her first solo song. It was Dali, made by Gray.
Okay.
So then I was like, ooh, maybe Gray made this, but he didn't. But I don't know why I brought it up. But basically, it's like, I don't know. She has the same vibe going on.
Yeah. But wouldn't we have heard that at the beginning?
Oh, yeah. The Gray.
Yeah. Gray.
Yeah.
Zion T going Gray. Well, it's not him anymore, right? Did they change it?
Did we talk
about how they changed it? Or was that another drunk fever dream I had?
No, I feel like I had the same fever dream.
Okay, good. Then at least we had the same dream, if it was a dream. But yeah, no, it's great. I also, because I looked the song up on Apple, and there was another recent one with Taeyo from Block B. What? But I couldn't find an MV. Yeah, so we should listen to the song and talk about it next week.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'll put it down later.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I'm always here for... Because like even back in the day with Sistar, their dances were the ones I used to learn to kind of exercise and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that she's just continuing on with that, even with her solo stuff.
Yeah, she's great. She's her own brand now.
Mm-hmm. Go queen.
Go queen Lin.
But yeah, shall we move on to a king now?
Oh, yes.
Our oldest baby.
Who, fun fact, was born on the exact same day as one of my sisters.
Oh, I know.
Same, like the entire same birthday.
Soulmates.
Same year, same everything. Probably, yeah, same year too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I guess he's not single anymore and she's not really into men, so.
It wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be. I'm still sad about it though.
But yeah, this man is Max Changmin, who is from TVXQ. So he released a solo album called Devil back in January 13th. 13, mm-hmm. Devil, I just noticed.
Wow. It wasn't a Friday though, right?
Oh, no, I don't think so. It was Thursday.
Thursday. So close.
So close. He tried.
So close.
But yeah, with this release, he released two music videos. So the first one is Maniac and the second one was Devil.
Mm-hmm.
Should we start with Maniac?
Sure. He was very scared in that one.
I know, right? He's bringing a new meaning to Dad Bod.
For some reason, I didn't know he had a tattoo.
Is that real? I didn't.
I don't know. Like, because I literally do not know.
Yeah.
I was like, that's, okay.
I feel like it's okay, so it could be intense fake. To be
no,
real.
No, the thing is that, yeah. Because, well, I mean, Hyolin, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I thought I just missed it. Because I was thinking about, have I ever seen him shirtless before in my life?
No.
And I don't think I have. Man, now you that can't. He's a dad, he's
he's putting himself out there.
Going the rain route. Yeah, seriously.
Oh.
Yeah.
But man, that song, it's so 70s.
It really is.
It's just
very funky, fresh.
I know. But it just sounds like all those songs that you used to listen to from that era.
Yeah.
But in the best way.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And the video itself was funny, too.
Yeah, exactly.
The help me made me, like, the typewriter. Like,
oh, yeah.
Writing help me on it. I don't know why that made me laugh. Just
like, relatable.
Yeah, seriously. That's us at work, honestly. Just, like, on computers. It's like, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me.
Yep.
God.
But yeah.
Yeah. Devil.
Who?
We got Sexy Max. Maximum sexiness.
Yes, we did.
This one. I love the nails. Did you see his black nails?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was awesome.
Yeah, this honestly, the sound and just, I know the music video had like a cowboy vibe to a little bit, but it reminds me, it's kind of like, I don't think you've ever watched Supernatural, the TV show.
I saw a few seasons.
Yeah, but it just sounds like the perfect soundtrack for it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, we cannot replace Wayward Son, but we can, like, sneak it in there. Mm-hmm. So that's... No, it really, yeah, it's... And, you know, TVXQ, their voices are just, it's something else. It's every time, honestly, it is something else.
Yeah.
Hearing them. And he's like, his voice is so strong, like so intense, especially on this track. So, wow, that was a whole lot. I enjoyed listening to him. It was an experience.
Yeah. So I think probably Zelvel is my favorite song, but also Fever is like a high note gold mine.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Since we were talking about his vocals.
Yeah.
But yeah.
True.
It's just so powerful and it kind of reminds me of like Imagine Dragons, but in a better way.
Oh. Hey, Imagine Dragons are great, I think.
Are they? Well, yeah.
We stand Imagine Dragons in this house, probably.
It's just one toe just in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have to say, like, the album didn't really, like, hit the spot for me. Mm-hmm. I like Devil, but the others I'm kind of meh about. For now, I think they might grow on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that's the way with a lot of TVXQ songs.
Yeah, I think that I listened to it a few times over the week, but I was just like, there was something lacking for me. I don't know what it was, but I was just like, maybe I was also just wasn't in the mood. Yes, I missed Yuno. I was thinking about, because after the COVID thing, before Kingdom mm-hmm. started, I hadn't really heard anything about him, yeah. But he is on the TVXQ channel reacting to Devil, so I guess he's still
back.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that was very irresponsible and not good. Bad, you know, bad. But yeah, it's good to see him back.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, speaking of other units.
Yeah, duos.
But off of duos, but this time the band is actually still intact, which is great.
Yeah.
Astros, Jinjin, and Rocky, they released their Restore album on January the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very Astro.
It's
in the best
so
way.
It's so Astro.
It's so Astro. It's so good.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
I know. The
MV, listen, the MV, first of all, it's very cute. And I love that their idea of taking a break is like getting drunk on soju. Because same.
Seriously.
I need to learn the soju dance that Rocky did, like with the bottle in his hand.
My God, we'll do it.
I need to learn how to do that and not spill.
My God. Is that like, their TikTok challenge?
Probably.
Yeah, so just breath, which...
Yes.
We won't talk about the English
sorry.
Of that.
I got too excited about the soju, but...
No.
Oh, yeah. Just breath.
Just breath.
Just breath.
Yeah, I mean, between this...
And relax.
And MJ's solo, they're just giving us happy, fun energy.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. I also love that, like, moving into the album a little bit, I love that being lazy and resting are really on vogue right now.
I know,
everyone's
right?
singing about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yes, doing nothing is not a waste of time.
Exactly.
Like, I am doing everything right. Don't need to be productive all the time.
Yeah. We have another lazy anthem.
Yeah. Maybe they can release some merch.
Oh, but yeah.
No, I still want that. I hope he re-releases it or something.
My God. Every time he releases it, what are you talking about, Woosung, by the way? Every time he releases his merch, we're going to be like, should we? And then we don't.
Next time I will.
Yeah.
Next time it won't be Christmas and I actually will have money probably.
Exactly. But yeah, we also have to talk about the song CPR.
Oh, God.
Because Rocky's vocals.
My note to that is like, after listening to CPR, I needed CPR.
Right?
Because both of them, though, they're such talented vocalist rappers.
Yeah.
But Rocky, yeah, his voice. I mean, we've known that he's an amazing singer, but like having an album where it's just like shines this way.
Is exactly.
Anything.
It's just
everything we could have asked for.
All him. All yes. His vocals. All
yes.
The high notes.
Yes. Rocky unfiltered. I love it.
Me too.
Rocky unchained. Yeah. So talented. I also think like Lockdown is a bop. I like mm-hmm. that one.
Yeah. And very, again, relatable.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, no, very solid, very Astro, very happy.
Yay.
All
right. So we talked about this man, Bam Bam, last week because he had...
Bam Bam the man.
Yeah. Yep. Bam Bam Bam. Yeah. So he came out with Who Are You as a pre-release, but then now he came out with his full album. It's called B. And then...
The B album.
Yeah, B album. It came out on the 18th. And then he came out with the new Slow Mo music video, or the music video for his song Slow Mo.
Yes. It's the first and only video so far. Mm-hmm. Music video for Slow Mo. Yeah. It has so many colors. Honestly, when I say I don't get art, like, this is the kind of art I'm talking about. Like, I look at it, I'm like, but why? Like, what am I looking at?
Yeah.
Also, someone needs to get that child chapstick.
Oh, no. I know. Yeah. That kind of, well, first, he, like, changed his hair and just everything and the weird suits and whatnot. You know, they're a choice, but I like the song itself. It's really nice.
The song's cute.
Positive. Yeah. And this is another one of those albums where it gives me a lot more of the American pop kind of sound rather than K-pop.
Yeah.
But probably because he's like singing in English too.
Yeah, that too. But it's also very like R&B vibes, very chill, very mid-tempo.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, because I feel like the intro, I listened to the intro and I had expectations for like a hip-hop song.
Oh.
But then it never came and I was like, okay, fine. I like the stupid fine. I also like that the intro song, the intro is like clearly like Bam Bam breaking up with JYP, so.
Oh, honestly, yeah.
The intro, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I actually like the intro because that one sounds
I loved it.
The most American pop. Like I could hear.
Yeah.
I could imagine it playing on the radio over here in the US.
Exactly. And I wanted like a full length song among those lines.
Yeah.
Because I think it would suit him. Like hip hop would suit him really well.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah. Bam Bam. Did you hear that? No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. It's okay.
It's fine. But, yeah. A girl can dream.
But of course, Who Are You is still my favorite. I don't know why. I've been obsessed with that song since it came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my sleep playlist now because it's just like perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's very even too. Like it's not, there's no like insane ups and lows and it's very easy to listen. I think the entire album is very pleasant to listen to.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it is so chill. So yeah.
I
will survive. I will survive the fact that there's no hip hop.
Maybe next album.
This time.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, speaking of next time, on January 19th, it was reported that EXO's Chen's second baby has been birthed.
Yep.
Probably by his wife, but we can't be sure. No, just kidding. By his wife. Which also, I didn't realize they've been married for 2 years already.
Have they?
Yeah, January 2020.
Whoa.
I know, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I guess
it has. At least that's what the article said. Maybe they lied to me, but I'm just going to take that information and believe it.
Yeah.
I choose to, and I also don't care that much. But yeah, no, but it's kind of cool to see things are going well for him. I don't know if like the babies were planned because he's in the military now. So I feel like that's a difficult time to, you know, to have a
second
baby
child
or family.
Yeah.
Yeah. But either way, like, yeah, things seem to be going well for him. And that's really exciting and really good. And we're just getting more and more dads.
Exactly.
If he wants to come back with like a dad bod a la Rain and Tangmin, like I am okay with that.
Right? Yeah, I feel like these days a lot more idols are coming out and like still promoting when they're married and stuff, even though it used to be like unheard of before.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. They just either like went into the background or just kind of, you know, went away.
Went away.
So
got sent away.
I mean, some kept working in the entertainment industry, but some just probably quit the industry entirely. But now it's just like, it's more normal to see married idols still doing idol stuff.
Exactly.
And it's great. I love it.
I know. We need more of that. And just, we need people to be more open about their lives.
Yeah.
If they want, of course.
Honestly. Yeah. I don't really care. Like, I don't need to see your babies. Babies that much. But, like, I would just like you to keep doing things because I really like you as an artist.
Yeah.
So.
I just want them not to have to hide themselves.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So congrats, you filthy animal.
Both of them, both filthy animals.
Seriously.
They had sex at least twice. Gross.
Gross.
Right.
Speaking of gross.
Other speaking of gross, exactly. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Mnet. Of course, we're talking about Mnet now. Because Mnet is the grossest.
Yeah. So we saw this one, I guess, post on social media about Mnet's 2022 releases for like variety shows, reality shows. And boy.
Boy. Is it a lot?
It's a lot. And it's mostly all just like second or whatever.
Yeah, it's like recycling.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot of recycling of ideas.
Because they can't think of new ones.
Exactly. So yeah, we have Island season 2 for a new girl group, Queendom 2, I Can See Your Voice 9, Street Man Fighter, which that was my nickname in high school. Okay.
Oh my God.
I fought all the men in the street.
That's what you did last night too. Show me the money,
11. Last night I did the opposite because now I'm older and I'm wiser.
Oh, so but you're I was straight man peacemaker. Helper. Oh,
okay. Yes, street man helper.
No. You're a fighter or a helper, right?
Yeah, that sounds like kind of like social work. That
I know, right?
No, I'm not a street man helper at all. Usually, men on the street can just deal with their own business. True. Thank you very much. But yeah, show me the money. They're just never running out of money to show, and I
know.
Don't understand. 11.
I put please stop under that.
Yeah, seriously.
It's becoming like American Idol, where it's just like, can we stop? It's too much now.
Never. You know that the M in Mnet stands for money, so.
True.
As long as they can get some out of it, they're gonna keep going. What is the TMI show? I mean, you probably don't know, but. What? Do I even want to know? I probably don't want to know.
Probably not. But yeah, going back to the first one, so Island season 2, I mean, I'm glad they're making use of the bunker in the woods again.
God, just tear it down, please. It's so creepy. It's the worst.
It doesn't even look like a house.
God, Hype, you're freaky. Hype's a freak.
Yeah. But man, it's about time that they made a girl group because, I mean, Hype has 3 boy groups. Well, Big Hit has 3 boy groups. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's crazy that they're finally making a girl group.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of style it's going
to
be.
Can you imagine how young they're going to be?
Oh, no.
They're going. Because the first season was already like kindergarten in the bunker.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Okay. Creepy. I'm not. Nope.
No.
Nope. You. Yeah. I mean, we haven't even started to catch up with like 2021 shows.
True. It's okay.
Are we just going to skip it? Maybe we should.
We'll see what we want to look at as time goes on. Queendom 2, though, I saw, you know how there's always like speculation of who might be on the show. Apparently, the only requirement for these kind of shows like Kingdom and Queendom, I think, is that you have to have one music show win.
Oh, I thought that the requirement was that they say yes.
That is also a requirement.
Yes. Because them that just like they're fishing.
Yeah, they were fishing in all the waters. Oh my God. They were desperate.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So what are the speculations though?
No, I just saw one thing I was really disappointed in is apparently Dreamcatcher has never gotten a win at a music show. So they wouldn't be.
They're so underrated.
They are.
I don't understand. Their songs are amazing, but I don't know.
The general public doesn't agree.
Well, I don't care what the general public thinks. General public can go suck an egg while I listen to Dreamcatcher.
Seriously.
They're amazing.
Yeah, that would be disappointing.
No, I didn't know that either. That is really, that's kind of sad.
It is. They're so unique and just so, like, they're so themselves.
Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, it took some really, like, for BTS, it took a long time too, right?
Yeah. But then like, again, you know,
they were different.
It took them a while, but look at them now. And, like, even back
when
Big Bang came out, they were unique too. And look at them now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. Look at some of them now.
I have high hopes for Dreamcatcher. I just don't have high hopes for the general public their taste in music. So it's fine. But honestly, I mean, I don't want Dreamcatcher to be on Queendom because then I'd have to watch it.
Hey, maybe.
That would suck.
I mean, I guess it depends on who else is on it. But I feel like especially after watching Kingdom, just the energy levels.
I am scarred.
Yeah, that too.
Like I have Kingdom PTSD.
I know.
I'm really not excited about anything.
Any Mnet show ever anymore. We've been burned by Mnet so much.
Honestly, been burned by Mnet since 2005.
I know. Yeah, like all the Show Me the Monies that we like strained through.
Yeah.
And then oh, Produce God. 101.
Abomination.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see if we're interested in any street man fighter.
Yeah, I mean, we'll always... Oh, God. I mean, we can always just watch the first episode and be like, yay or nay, and then...
Yeah, exactly. Man, what's next then? Street boy fighter and then street, what, like grandpa fighter?
No, street boy fighter is Island. It's the first Island season.
Seriously? Yeah.
Bunker Boy Fighters.
My God.
God, I will never be over that bunker. It looked so creepy from the inside and the outside.
Yeah, and it was so not safe too. Like, there were kids, the kids were like falling off of like stuff and getting hurt. And then they still continue to film.
Of course they did, because money.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they fixed all of those safety issues, but I don't have high hopes for that.
It's going to be bubble wrap everywhere there now.
Yeah. God. Don't let us down again, Mnet.
You know they will.
Yeah.
They always do.
But yeah.
Anyway.
Shall we get into our song recommendations?
Sure.
So I'll go first this week.
Mm-hmm.
So my song recommendation, it's actually an EXO song.
EXO.
It's Day After Day. So this is one of their B-sides from, I think it was their Obsession album. And there was only like six of them left.
Oh.
Yeah. But, maybe it's just this song. But either way, this song, I actually really love it. There are some really good EXO B-sides that I liked over the years. And this is one of them. It's very R&B chill. It's like if you imagine what my style of like R&B chill songs I like. It's basically that.
And put EXO on there and then...
EXO vocals. It's kind of like...
They have some good vocals.
Yeah. Ooh. It's like a coffee shop, but also like a sexy coffee shop.
I like sexy coffee shops.
Yeah. And honestly, at this point, I'm just going to recommend my entire sleep playlist because this is also on there.
Yeah. I mean, why not? They're good songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll always also recommend bangers, but we love ballads.
Yeah.
We're ballad bitches. So.
Bangers and ballads. Yeah. So I also chose this before even making the connection that we talked about Chen this episode. So I was like, oh, that works.
No, I saw it and was like, oh, yeah, Chen. Oh.
Yeah.
But like, okay.
Yeah.
A happy coinkydink. Mm-hmm. Very nice. My song is Angmu's How Can I Love the Heartbreak? Because... I just love it, man. I love it. It came out when I was in Korea.
Oh.
And, you know, I've been listening to it a lot ever since it came out. And, you know, I'm still riding the breakup train, the heartbreak train.
Mm-hmm. Choo-choo.
Still on it.
Sad choo-choos.
Sad choo. Oh, man. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Trains arriving. Oh, oh. But
wow.
No, I just think it's like a genuinely like such a good song. I can listen to it anytime. Mm-hmm. It's also on most of my like sleep playlists, writing playlists. Like it's just on everything where I need to kind of chill.
Yeah.
But it's also I love singing this at karaoke actually.
Ooh.
It's not I don't want to say it's not that hard, but it's like it's not that hard to sing. I'm not saying that I sing it well because I don't sing well, but like
I beg to differ.
It's a pretty fun song to sing. Aww, thank you.
I am.
But no, it's a great
amazed.
Song to sing, and yeah. And I am hurting a little bit in that department right now, so yeah. Mm-hmm. There we go.
There we go. From one
I'm
breakup song
milk
to the next.
Emo cow.
It's okay. We're still breaking. We're still really trying to break up with 2021 too, and it's just not letting us go.
It is not. So many things still lingering, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Personally, this last week for me has already been a little bit better.
That's good.
Still very stressful, but better.
See, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
It's an upward trajectory.
Mm-hmm. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Choo. All right, we're going to get on this train out of here right now.
Mm-hmm.
So... we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Dive.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast for more.
If you have 5 minutes to kill, we'd love it if you also left an as you nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts.
If we didn't talk about your faves this week, feel free to holla at us on our socials, which are
Instagram @SoulDive
and Twitter @SoulDivePod.
Bye!
Bye!